talk about the history of Blackwater as a company and how, you know, people like Billy Waugh, who you quote at the beginning of the book, and others, how those types of private security firms were looking for a certain type of soldier to begin with, mm-hmm. and where they've gone from there.
Well, it's funny. I was just listening to your D.B. Cooper piece, and he was talking about guys that worked as contractors in the 60s in the dirty war of Laos and whatever. And they were a unique breed. They were people that had experience in Vietnam, some of them going back to Korea, World War II. And these were guys who, you know, had a sense of comfort in the military, and they loved the hit, the adrenaline rush, the camaraderie, the sense of doing something important. And then when they got out of the military, a lot of them just turned into drunks. I mean, they just couldn't handle reality. So they drifted back into what was then sort of the old boy network. And just to be clear to your readers, Billy Waugh is the world's oldest contractor. He was sent at age 73 into Afghanistan to find bin Laden, but he'd been actually signed up in World War II and had been working as a contractor in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and even tracked bin Laden in Sudan under Kofor Black, under the CIA station chief. And these are guys that can't exist outside of that adrenaline-filled world. So those guys were basically dinosaurs in the 90s. And a lot of people forget that, you know, we fought an entire war, let's say in Laos, what they call White Star, using commercial entities like Air America and hiring guys who wore Hawaiian shirts and, you know, special forces rings and went around calling themselves contractors or businessmen. And we managed to conduct a war for years without people really even knowing what we were doing over there. That was all shut down by a couple of commissions, what they call a Church Pike Commission, which said that you can't really just hire people to go running around killing people and fighting wars without Congress having some kind of oversight. And that really sort of shut down the sort of private side of covert activities. Well, on September 11th, we were faced with a unique problem. We had been downsizing the military because of the end of the Soviet era, and we were trying to retransform it into a sort of a lighter, more expedition type of structure. On September, I think it was 13th or 14th, Kofor Black was sitting down, and they said, we need to launch a mission into Afghanistan. Well, they didn't have enough people, and the CIA had to then tap into guys like Billy Waugh and go into the old boys network, which essentially combined what they call sheep-dipping active military folks, which is somebody that's like he's active military, is then told he's going to go work for the CIA and he has something written in his dossier that has nothing to do with what he's actually doing. Or they hired guys who used to be something, you know, Special Forces, Dev Group, who then suit up and head over to Afghanistan and work as what they call green badgers. The CIA has two kinds of people. The blue badgers are the full-time employees, and green badgers are the freelancers. And they went off looking for bin Laden, you know, essentially hiring and training mercenary armies and doing exactly what we did in the 60s. Well, that wouldn't have been that unusual, except that part of the process of fighting in Afghanistan was to construct and protect a new government. So when Karzai was put into power, he was given a group of SEAL Team 6 or DevGru bodyguards who at a wedding in Kandahar had to save Karzai's life but ended up gunning down two innocent civilians and the assassin. And a decision was made that we need a little lighter touch. So they went to an ex-Delta Force guy named Craig Maxim, and he put together what was essentially the third freelancer commercial PSD or private security detail. And from that point forward, they began to solve all their problems by simply going into the private sector. Blackwater's first job was essentially providing security for the CIA at a base in Shkin, which was the southern part of the search for bin Laden, and that was the farthest the Pegasus helicopter could fly without refueling. And at that time, Buzzy Krongard had just come back and said, gee, they're running out of guys. They need more people. So Eric Prince said, well, I run a training facility. I got a lot of buddies from the teams, and I can put together a group of a dozen guys, and we can get over there, you know, within a few weeks. That was Blackwater's first gig. And from that point, we then went to Bremer. And as you know, Bremer showed up shortly after the UN was bombed, and they put together the largest, most impressive private security detail, which is about 64 guys, four helicopters, armored vehicles, old Mamba you mine vehicles. And that's when we started this whole idea of a private citizen, Bremer, being protected by 64 private citizens driving through the streets of Baghdad using their guns like car horns to clear traffic. And that's when people first thought, who are these people? And it was actually Fallujah, in which four employees on a new commercial contract that Blackwater had got lost, were led into Fallujah by an Iraqi sort of civilian police detail and then assassinated. And that video was sent around the world of their bodies being hacked and hung from the bridge.
Right.
That was the first time people realized what these guys were up to.